That was blistering. That was a request from Marcus Aurelius. And that was Roy Buchanan's amazing version of Green Onions. And, yeah, another tragic figure, Roy Buchanan, you know. Once again, had his demons. Alcoholic, hung himself in his jail cell. I think he was arrested for drunk driving or whatever, some kind of like wildness that went along with his alcohol. And hung himself by his shirt at the age of 48. Man, it's crazy when you think about that. When you think about how strange life is. You know, you're an incredibly gifted musician. You're an incredibly gifted actor or whatever. And it all this dark stuff comes into your life. Yeah, is it worth it? Is it worth it? If you are at a crossroads and it was like, okay, you could be like one of the greatest guitar players ever, but you're going to be miserable. You're going to be miserable and you're going to end up offing yourself before you're like, you know, 50. But people are going to talk about you. Guys are going to play you on the radio. People are going to, is it worth it? Like Van Gogh, you know, suffered for his art. Is it worth it? Is it worth it, doing that or having a quiet, somewhat happy life? But then again, some people don't have. There's a lot of people, I guess, they're just wired for sadness. They're wired for sadness. They're wired for conflict. You know, I know some people medicate, and good on you, whatever it takes to get through the day. But some people have a harder time through life than others. That's for damn sure. Yeah, some people just have a hard time, and it is, you know, and you only get this once, you know, you only get this once, you know, try and make the best of your once, yeah, try and do that. Now let's get some of these requests out of the way from way back when, the vegetable song, Steve Goodman. I had that request at 10 o'clock in the morning. I think I'm getting around to it now. It is noon o'clock. I will not be on next week. I'll be playing a repeat show. Also, there's a repeat show Mondays 9 to noon. So on this station here, 9 o'clock to noon o'clock. And you can download all these shows off of Zombo.world. You can get all these radio shows, just download them. And, you know, just hang on to them. Because in 100 years, there's not going to be 100 years from now. Today is October 17th. 2025. So in the year 2525, if man is still alive, hope you're enjoying the show. Today is all about the vegetables, the second layer of the food pyramid. Last week, we did the basic thing. And they give you crazy amounts. It's like you're supposed to have 4 to 5 servings of grain every day. Really? You're supposed to have 7 to 8 servings of vegetables, 2 to 3 versions of fruits. Then you're supposed to have like 9 servings of meat. I'm like, yipes. So anyhow, we are going to have a cherry on top of the pyramid. I got a call from a caller. Yeah, how about that? I got a call from a caller. Says, you know, you need to put something really outrageous on top of the pyramid of food. And, you know, there's, speaking of like people like Roy Buchanan, people who have like substance abuse issues with alcohol, there's some people I know that they say, oh, what'd you have for breakfast? Oh, I drank my breakfast. That kind of thing. It's frightening and it's sad and it's a big part of life. At the top of the pyramid of food, let's put all the alcohol. We'll put all the alcohol on top. That's, you know, that I think that is a fitting maraschino cherry. And even those cherries are weird. Maraschino cherries. Huh? Those, you ever try eating those? As a kid, there was two kinds of things my parents got that I was like really bizarre. I loved mandarin oranges. They were canned mandarin oranges. Those are really great. In 2 weeks it's going to be fruits. So I can talk about those mandarin oranges and about my mom's favorite thing, Bartlett pears in heavy syrup. She would drink the syrup. She'd give everybody the pears. Say, you guys can have the pears and drink it right out of the can. That explains a lot about my genetics, man. Ay, ay, ay. And so let's get back into some more vegetables. I got to tell you what we played. We played onion breath bit. Well, it was Roy Buchanan with that blistering green onions. We heard Onion Breath Baby by Elroy Pierce. We heard Cheese and Onions, the live version, Neil Innes and his friends. And man, Neil Innes was a hell of a dude, man. He is a hell of a dude. Bonzo Dog Band, Ruddles, all that stuff. Heck of an entertaining dude. A Glass Onion, the Beatles tune done by the Link Quartet. And we heard Fried Onions by the Lord Rockinghams. So we got a bunch of onions out of that way. And yeah, here's the vegetable song. Steve Goodman, Zombo in Mein Brain.
It was late one night by the pale moonlight. All the vegetables gave a spree. They put out a sign that said the dancing's at 9, and all the admissions were free. There was peas and greens and cabbage and beans. It was the biggest crowd you ever did see. And when old man Cucumber struck up that number, well, you should have heard them vegetables scream. Oh, the little turnip top was doing the backwards flop. The cabbage shook the shimmy and she could not stop. The little red beet shook its feet. The watermelon died of the cockeyed heat. The little tomato agitator shook the shimmy with the sweet potato. And old man garlic dropped dead of the colic down at the barnyard dance this morning. Down at the barnyard dance. Was doing the backwards flop. The cabbage shook the shimmy, would not stop. The little red beet shook its feet. The watermelon died of the cockeyed heat. Little tomato agitator shook the shimmy with the sweet potato. And old man Garvin dropped dead of the colic down at the barnyard dance. Down at the barnyard late this morning. Down at the barnyard dance.
Secretarian said to the pretty little maid, I can't meet you at all today. But I'll keep a rendezvous in a garden built for two, for I have loads of lovely things that I must say.
Ooh, you, my sweet potato, but our cauliflower, dear. So let us see the parsnip and splice this thing right here. I have an 18-carat ring bought with my celery, and onion finger I will place it. You've been so nice to me, and if my rival turnip, I artichoke him dead, I'll tie a string bean round his neck, a pumpkin full of lead. So honey, let us beat it to a taxi cabbage near. We'll have that parsnip tomatoes and a radish church right here.
You my sweet potato, but I guess a cauliflower dear. So let us see the parsnip and squash this thing right here.
I have an 18-carat ring bought with my celery, and onion finger I would place it, cause you've been so nice to me.
And if my rival turn up, I ought to choke him dead.
I'll tie a string bean round his neck, a pumpkin full of lead. We'll have that parsnip tomatoes
in a radish church right
Oh, picked up on his new hero. He'll bump you in the rock. Flaming Garrett, Flaming Garrett, hero of the day, the champion of justice. He lets the chips fall where they may.
I flapped my wings like a phyllo and I flew up to the sky. When I got up in heaven, I seen the Manila Halcyon. There was a lot of burly coons, just a scrapping old eternal green. He's a fool about his kind of green. Oh yes, indeed he are. Cornbread and buttermilk and a good old kind of green. Mr. Spencer went to Chicago and I went to New Orleans. I got mad and walked all the way back home just to get my greasy kind of green. Oh, the white man wears his broad clothes and the Indian he wears jeans. But here comes the darky with his overalls on. Yes, a scrapping old China green. He's a fool about his China green. Oh, yes, indeed he are. Cornbread and it's greasy and the good old China green.
Green. his name. Well, Bill Collector's not the name, I keep telling him the same.
Same old Frank.
You can't get blood from the third wave, can't get blood from the rock.
Well, they got no federal aid,
and I got no coffee stock. Well, all I've got is time, then watch my skin clock. Kicked me out like a ratchet piece of meat.
Took all my belongings and he threw me in the street.
You can't get blood from a third wave, can't get blood from a rock.
Well, all I got is time, then watch my skin fly.
It's fine perfume.
Mash it up.
another radio show. You get songs about turnips. That is correct. Those are Ronaldo and the Loaf, live with Scent of Turnip. Yeah. In front of the Swing Rays with Blood from a Turnip. We heard Turnip Greens by Gene Simmons. Not the Gene Simmons. No, the Gene Simmons. Gene Summers. There you go, Gene Summers. Like it's going to matter. And then we had the Bo Chapman, a.k.a. Bo Carter, and the rest of his family. Amazing, dude. Good old Turnip Greens. I like that. Then we heard Wild Man Fisher with Flaming Carrot theme song, and we heard the Severed Heads doing Adolph a Carrot. And, yeah, all of the... Oh, my God, we played a lot of the stuff. We did the Bug Club. We did Vegetable Garden. We did that. And we did... start off with Steve Goodman with the Vegetable song. Wow. That was a nice little segue. Only got like about a half of an hour to go. And, you know, I got to tell you, I get calls and this and that, and you're yelling too much. You're over-modulating the microphone. I can't understand what you're saying. You're freaking out. And for me, it's what you get. What you get is this, a mediocre talent, you know, and I'm happy that way. Because we were talking earlier about, like, you know, artists like Van Gogh being miserable, but being an astounding artist. You know, you talk about people like John Candy, who is a great comedian, but just this tortured soul. Pee Wee Herman, an amazing comedian, a tortured soul. Me, what I do in my life, I don't mind being a mediocre talent and being happy. So that's my lot in life. Yelling into a microphone, being a goofball, you know, and having a good time. That's just, that is the lot I picked out for myself. Rather than be, rather than achieve anything, it is an uncompromised life of modest success. There you go. I don't mind being a mediocre talent. I can just be happy as a clam. Happy as a clam Z is what they call me as he yells into the microphone and overmodulates all of the stuff. I will not be on next week. Let you know. It'll be a repeat. There's repeats of shows every Monday here, 9 a.m. to noon. So there's a Monday show and a Friday show. And the crazy thing is, I'll be out of the car. I'll come back the following week because tomorrow? No, I can goof off this weekend. This is great. Next weekend, I'll be hosting the Living Dead weekend at the Monroeville Mall. I'll be interviewing zombies again. So there. I got that going on. And then the Polka Maniacs will be playing Saturday night at the Cascade Clubhouse in Allison Park. It'll be our last show of the year. Yeah, we're taking some time off, and we're going to start touring after the first of the year. But our last local show is going to be at the Cascade Clubhouse in Allison Park, and that's going to be a Saturday, was that 25th or 26th? So, yeah. And I will not be on next week. The following week is going to be Fruits, okay? Fruits, and then I'm going to be off for like 2 or 3 weeks, and then I'll be back with some meat. And then I figured out, you know, had a chat with one of my listeners who gave me the idea of putting something on top of the pyramid. I put the wrong thing on top of the pyramid, but then I got to thinking, maybe I put the right thing on top of the pyramid. So things kind of like bookend. We bookend. So follow me on this one. We started off with what? The bottom of the pyramid of food, right? Because this is the food pyramid. It starts off with breads. Then we're in the vegetables now. And then after that comes the fruits, the meats, the dairies, and then the sweets and the fats and the oils on top. Okay? What could go on top of that? How about some more grains? Beer. I want to do a whole beer show. That is at the top of the pyramid, dagnabbit. Beer. It's not just for breakfast anymore. So there's going to be all songs about beer at the very top of the food pyramid. Because you get your food and you get your booze. I like that. I'm gonna go with that. So one thing I wish I could like this. It's supposed to be a good thing. Pumpkin. I do not like pumpkin. I don't like pumpkin anything. I don't like pumpkin spice. I don't like pumpkin pie. I don't like pumpkin nothing. I don't like pumpkin ice cream. I like pumpkin nothing. I just don't know why. I just have such a distaste for the pumpkin. And it makes a nice decoration. And I never really could understand the decorating pumpkins more so than the ones you could make pies out of. That was always a weird thing. Oh, these are like corn. Like, there's some corn you can't eat. It's like, oh, that corn's for decoration. Well, why does it even exist then? Oh, we need this decoration corn. Decoration corn? What? Yeah, we got decoration pumpkin. Fine. So I have like one or two pumpkin songs, all right? They're both by The Fall. Yeah. Hey, we got pumpkin soup and mashed potatoes and pumpkin head escapes. Zombo in your brain. Here we go. RCT.
Parmesan, carrots with mushrooms. Frankly, that I've never been keen. It's pumpkin soup and mashed potatoes. That's for my Halloween team. Pumpkin soup and mashed potatoes. That is all.
Yo. As the producer, think the dark crystal moon looked blue-faced into my flesh.
La 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 la.
ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead. In front of that, we heard the Rudy Schwartz Project. Wow, no cassette I had from way back when. An Orange Is Nothing But a Juicy Pumpkin. And we heard The Fall doing Pumpkinhead Escapes. The Fall doing Pumpkin Soup and Mashed Potatoes. We heard some Turnip tunes, Scent of Turnip. The Swing Rays, Blood from a Turnip. And so far and so forth. Got to tell you about food now. Every year, the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank helps a gazillion people. And that's right, a gazillion. All thanks to you helping out. People struggling with hunger that they ain't get their vegetables. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's right. Make sure that their families have enough to eat. Come on, man. If you need food assistance, come on. You know, do you know somebody who does? Contact the food bank, man. They are awesome. How about that? They are awesome food bank. Nobody deserves to go hungry. Nobody. 412-460-FOOD. Extension 456, or dial, yum, 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 food, food. I like food, 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 exclamation point, extension 456. All right, let's see here. Oh, a little bit to go, but let's do this real quick.
Potatoes, 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 Sunday potatoes, Monday potatoes.
There you go. That's just step one. Just whatever. Just folks. Just plain folks. And that's from, let's see. Let's got another one. There's a big three trio. No more sweet potatoes. Let's try this. Oh, man. What a show we had. Lots of yelling. Lots of swell music. Great company. Oh, yeah.
Sweet potato.
Oh, yeah. Wind this bad boy down.
Boston Gillivine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man.
No more sweet potato. Boston Gillivine. Old boys made a mile again. Now I'm left behind. A henny son cooked the chicken. A clean head made the stew. A washboat Sam cooked cabbage green. Now what am I gonna do? No more sweet potatoes. Before Gillivine. Old boat made a mulligan. Now I'm left behind. Made the coffee, Lipston made the tea, Campbell made tomato juice, ain't nothing left for me, no more sweet potato, the Boston Gillivine, the hobos made a mulligan, now
okay. Yeah, the big three trio. No more sweet potatoes. But we're going to end up on a more positive, upbeat note with some Beans. Beans by the Shadows. Zombo in my brain. I will not be on next week, but there will be a...
Good morning, Judge.
Clone Zombo.
I'm here again. Just before you and your jury men. Now, if you give me a chance, I'll try to explain why I deserted my wife, Eva. Now I know she's my best gal, it's true. But how would you like for your wife to give to you? She gave me beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
Oh, what a gal!
String beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans really shine. Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, 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 boy.
Beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time. She had string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans rain or shine.
Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, 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 boy.
Time left. It is 1 o'clock and it is October 17th, 2025. I'm remaining in your brain. I will not be on next week. I'll be a repeat, a clone Zombo sounding just like me from the past. I'm remaining in your brain, RCT, in the Pittsburgh.